Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, episode 2 of series 6. Thanks for joining us. As we head towards half term, it's been a hive of activity at Manolodge. Just this week, we've had Children's Mental Health Week, Safer Internet Day, Crazy Uniform Day, and the RSPCA collection. Plus, before that, we had further developments with our Space Balloon project, with two competitions launched to the whole school. Firstly, we'd like the children to think about what experiments we could send to space to see what happens to them. We will have four test tubes that we can fill with anything we can get our hands on. So what do you think we should put in to see what happens to them when we launch them into space? Our second competition is to design a mascot to accompany our space balloon into space as well. The children just need to draw, either digitally or by hand, the front and back of the mascot. The winning entry will then be 3D printed to be sent into space aboard the FireEye. Please see the communication that's been sent home via school post for further details, but we look forward to all the children getting involved in that. Now, coming up on this week's episode, our teacher interview is with Mrs. Anwar. Plus, we have features on Crazy Uniform Day, our RSPCA collection, intelligent animals, desserts, footballers, rappers, and ice creams. And we have a recording of two Year 6 pupils debating for and against the merits of homework. Here's Mrs. Lobo to introduce it.
Every week in Year 6, we have a debate. And Cos and Ruben did a debate a few weeks ago, and the debate was about homework. And the house suggested that we should definitely have homework. So we'd like you to join in the debate in your classrooms. Right, over to you, boys.
Good morning. I'm Cos. And today I'm the first to admit that we, children, do not like doing homework. And it's not particularly fun. But there are many other things we'd rather do after a full day of school. But just like brushing our teeth and going to bed early-ish is non-negotiable, the same goes to doing our homework. I believe that it really benefits us, and the pros definitely outweigh the cons, and I'm going to convince you why. Homework, in most cases, is revision and practice of what we learn in class. This helps us remember and understand the work better and more clearly. We've all heard the saying, practice makes perfect. Year 6 has just completed their 11 plus exams. We are living proof that homework provides preparation for tests and exams. Completing our homework helped us improve our scores and increase our confidence. We are made aware of our mistakes, and together with our teachers, we have the opportunity to master those topics. I'm sure everybody can relate. From reception, we are given daily reading and weekly spelling for homework to help us succeed. Homework also allows parents to stay up to date with what we're learning in class. It encourages us to discuss topics with our parents, which allows them to provide advice and support. It creates a healthy link between home and school. It also gives us a sense of accomplishment. Who doesn't like a reward or positive reinforcement after completing homework? On a personal note, playing PS5 without knowing that I have homework to do makes it so much more enjoyable. Homework gives us the opportunity to take responsibility and become independent. We all have a lot going on after school, and we have to manage our diaries so that we can get everything done, which often isn't easy. This helps us with time management and organisation. No one's saying we can't still play football or watch TV, we just need to manage our time well. There are consequences if we don't get our work done on time or reach teachers' expectations, which on its own is a valuable lesson. Homework also supports skills like research, problem solving, and critical thinking. Students living in countries that do not provide homework miss out on all these crucial life skills. Research shows there are 195 countries in the world, and only a very small handful of them support homework. Yes, Finland and Switzerland are two examples, and yes, it has been proven they still do perform well, but we need to consider that they do an hour extra school. But we must stop and ask ourselves why the rest of the world hasn't followed their model. On the other extreme, children in Shanghai, China, who are the top of the world in test results, do a whopping 14 to 16 hours of homework per week. Although I think this is too extreme, it does prove that homework improves academic success. In conclusion, I'd like to say that with most things in life, homework must be done in moderation. You must still participate in other activities and outdoor sports and prioritise our mental health. Individual schools must take into account the specific needs and lifestyles of their students when deciding the amount of compulsory homework. The effects of stress, exhaustion and family pressure need to be avoided. Is homework fun? Absolutely not. But will we reap the benefits? I sure hope so. I would like to end with an inspiring quote found by Jim Rohn. Nothing is more powerful for your future than being a gatherer of good ideas and information. That's called doing your homework. Thank you for listening. So remember, do your homework and everything else you love doing.
Thank you, Cos. Hello, my name is Ruben Ramasamy, and I'm voting against giving children homework. Here are some of my reasons why children shouldn't get homework. Children need time to enjoy their childhood. You're only a child for about 12 years and then an adult for the rest of your life. When you look back, do you really want memories of yourself sitting at a table doing homework after school? No, I wouldn't either. Homework takes away much of our free time and it can feel like we never can get a break. Children can learn more efficiently by just being themselves and doing all the things that they enjoy the most, such as taking part in hobbies, sports or activities to grow a healthy mind. We need to move around to stay fit and active. When you sit down to do homework for a long period of time each day, you're not moving, so you're not getting any exercise, which is very important at this early stage of our lives. Switzerland is one of the world's leading education countries. Guess what? They get outstanding exam results and it's not compulsory for them to have homework. So the more homework you get does not necessarily mean you learn more or become smarter. If anything, homework stresses us out. After spending a whole day at school, we need time to relax and unwind. Did you know that the brain is a muscle? Muscles grow by working on them. The brain grows at school, but with all muscles, the brain also needs time to recover so that we can help it work more efficiently during the next school day. Some people believe that in ancient times, homework was used as a source of punishment. If this is true, why are we getting homework if we haven't done anything wrong? Kids need time after school for experiences that build a healthy mind and body. This is meant to help them grow. But when homework piles up, children get stressed, and the quality of homework that stressed out kids produce is low. Doing homework poorly is worse than doing no homework at all. As children are working hard in class, it's best not to give them extra work for the sake of our mental health, happiness and well-being. I would like to leave a note in Man Lodge's own words. Remember, every child deserves a childhood. Thank you for listening.
Two excellent arguments, I'm sure you'll agree. Our Year 6 debate lessons aim to develop the children's ability to argue various cases, whether they agree with them or not. The children in the rest of the school were able to watch the two children put forward their cases and then discuss their opinions and which side of the argument they thought had been debated best. You may or may not be pleased to hear that no vote was taken on this occasion, and there are currently no plans to revise the school's current homework policy. But very good discussion topic all the same. Next up on this week's episode, we have Layla, Aria, Suri and Suriana, all from Year 4, to tell us about the RSPCA donations this week.
Hello, my name is Layla.
My name is Suriana.
My name is Suri.
And my name is Aria.
Today we're going to talk about the RSPCA donations.
The RSPCA is a charity who helps animals. They investigate cruelty complaints every day of the year. If necessary, they will take animals away from harmful situations and make sure that they get the treatment and care they need.
The services the RSPCA provide are investigating cruelty, rescuing animals, preventing suffering, and many more.
The animals the RSPCA help are dogs, cats, rabbits, horses, rodents, ferrets, exotic pets, and ornamental pets.
If you see an animal that you think is ill or injured and isn't receiving the proper
the proper medical care or you believe they're in danger or distress, please call the RSPCA.
Every year they transform the lives of hundreds of animals they rescue from horrendous cruelty.
And in addition to animal care, they also help members of the public who are on benefits and or have low income and who suddenly face emergency vet costs for all their pets.
Donating to their branch means your money will go towards helping the most vulnerable animals in the local area.
So please donate! The RSPCA has been around since 1824.
They have saved lots and lots of animals.
We are supporting the RSPCA by handing in things an animal needs to survive. For example, blankets, no duvets, polo mints. Ponies love them.
Dog and cat toys,
animal beds and many more.
For the last couple of years, we have been helping the RSPCA.
And don't forget, you can support too.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
And don't forget to
rate, like,
subscribe,
and tell your friends. Bye!
A fantastic cause, and you can see the final results of that in this week's newsletter or on our social media. Now we have the top five intelligent animals. Here are Seb, Sonia, and Dylan in year four.
Today we are telling you about the top five intelligent animals.
Hello, my name is Sonia.
Hi, my name is Dylan.
And my name is Seb.
Let's head on to number five, crows.
They may not be the prettiest bird in the sky, but crows are pretty clever. The winged wizards drop hard nuts onto the roads and collect the food after passing cars have cracked them.
Number four, octopus.
These eight-legged creatures know a thing or two about keeping themselves safe from danger. They've been filmed scooping up halved coconut shells and using them as shelters to protect them.
Number three, orangutans.
Just because they choose to live in trees rather than houses, it doesn't mean they're stupid. Orangutans have been seen using leaves as toilet paper and larger leaves as umbrellas.
Number two, dolphins.
Life can get a bit boring in the big open ocean. So to keep themselves entertained, dolphins often make up their own activities and games that become more and more challenging for themselves as life goes on.
And finally, number one, chimpanzees.
Chimps are the class what of the animal kingdom, that's for sure. They use at least 66 distinct gestures to communicate with each other in the wild. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to
rate,
like, subscribe,
and tell your friends.
Next, here are Layla and Suri in year four with their top 10 ice creams.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Suri.
And my name is Layla.
And today we're going to tell you about the top 10 best ice cream flavours in our opinion.
Number 10, vanilla ice cream.
Number 9, strawberry ice cream.
Number 8, salty caramel ice cream.
Number 7, chocolate chip ice cream.
Number 6, cotton candy ice cream.
Number 5, bubblegum ice cream.
Number 4, rocky road ice cream.
Number 3, cookie dough.
Number 2, pistachio ice cream.
Lastly,
number 1, mint choc chip.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoy.
Noah, George, Dabari, Luke and Harry from Year 5 are here next with a rundown of the best rappers.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm Luke.
I'm Noah.
And I'm George.
I'm Dabari.
And today we're going to talk about the best rappers from our opinion. Our first one is Eminem. Marshall Bruce Mathers III was born on October the 17th, 1972 in St. Joseph, Missouri, and was raised by his mother, Debbie Nelson Mathers, who settled the family in Warren, just outside Detroit, when he was 11. Eminem has said several times in interviews that if he wasn't a rapper, he would be a comic book artist. Before having keen interest in rapping when Eminem was young, he aspired to be a comic book artist, which changed after his uncle gifted him a Walkman. Eminem's first album, The Positive Minded Infinite, came out in 1996, but it was his follow-up, the Slim Shady EP, along with a second-place Finnish rap at the Rap Olympics in Los Angeles and that caught the attention of the West Coast rap mastermind Dr. Dre, who signed Eminem to a major label deal.
Our second one is Central C. He is a rapper who was born in Ladbroke Grove, London, but he now lives in Shepherd's Bush. He is very fond of Chelsea Football Club. His real name is Oakley Caesar Sue. The 25-year-old's best songs are Sprinter, A Little Bit of This and Let Go. He has rapped for 8 years and has had one number one album and one number one song, which was Sprinter, which he rapped with Dave. He just released a new rap called Entrepreneur.
Take a look at these diamonds, wrong as a lie for squinting, can't just stare. We're bay through thick and thin, she already fixed, so I'm halfway there. Brown and bad, could have changed my mind, I was halfway there. 100 meters, I just put 9 gal in a sprinter.
Our third is Dr. Dre. Born on February 18, 1965, Los Angeles, California, USA, he created 3 albums and has over 42 songs. He's worth $820 million. Dre has introduced music for artists such as Eminem, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, T.I., 50 Cent, and Mary J. Blige. He credited in a particular with launching the career of Eminem by signing the young rapper to his label Aftermath Records in 1998. His full name is Andre Rommel Young.
Our fourth is Stormzy. He is a rapper that was born in the 26th of July 1993 in Croydon. He is 30 years old. Stormzy's best song is called Own It. Stormzy has also rapped with The Weeknd. His real name is Michael Ebenezer Kwadwo Amari Owo Jr. His number one song is called Own It. Stormzy scores the first number one song of 2020 and the decade as Own It climbs to the top spot on this weekend's official singles chart.
Our fifth one is KSI. He was born on the 19th of June 1993 and is 30 years old. KSI's real name is Olajide Olatunji. KSI stands for Knowledge, Strength and Integrity. He and his parents are from the Yoruba ethnic group. He was educated at Berkhamsted School in Berkhamsted, where he met future collaborator, the Sidemen member, Simon Minter. KSI's younger brother, Diju Otajani, is also a YouTuber and a professional boxer. This is KSI Not Over Yet.
It's not over yet. Tell me why you started a fire. It's burning up in my head. Why do I always tell myself that it's not over yet? Why you gotta tell my heart out?
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to these rappers.
We have Layla and Ari from Year 4 back now to tell us about this week's crazy uniform day.
Hello, my name is Layla.
And my name is Aria.
And today we're going to tell you about crazy uniform day. We got to wear our uniform inside out, back to front, or swap with a sibling in Manor Lodge.
I wore my buttons out of place on my shirt, my winter dress the wrong way, and my cardigan backwards.
I wore my shirt as normal, but I wore my pinafore not fully up while it was back to front and wore my blazer back to front.
We all gave in £2 for Sebby's Corner.
That's the charity we are supporting.
It was a Griffin's House event.
The date was placed on Wednesday the 7th of February. We all enjoyed seeing everybody's outfits.
It was very cool seeing everybody's different ideas.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. And remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye. See you next time.
Now to footballers. Here are Lach and Adekeaton with their top 6 players.
Hi, I'm Lach.
And I'm Adekeaton.
And today we will be talking about the top 6 best footballers of all time in our opinion.
Number 6 is Steven Gerrard.
He was a phenomenon playing for incredible clubs such as Liverpool. He was an incredible player and now he is a good manager.
Next is Cristiano Ronaldo.
He is Portuguese and played for incredible clubs such as Real Madrid, Juventus and Manchester United.
When he played for Manchester United, he scored 145 goals. For Juventus, he scored 101. And for Real Madrid, he scored 450. Now he is playing for Saudi Arabia and a club called Al Nassr with 44 goals so far, adding up to a total of 1,037 goals. Wow.
Number four is Lionel Messi.
He played for Paris, Argentina and Barcelona. For PSG, he scored 32 goals and for Barcelona, a whopping 772 goals. He is currently playing for Inter Miami, scoring 11 goals so far. Number three is another incredible player from Brazil, and his name is Ronaldinho.
He was a legend playing for Barcelona and PSG. He has played with lots of incredible players, but he most liked playing with another Brazilian called Neymar.
Number two is Maradona.
He played for Argentina's juniors, Boca Juniors, Barcelona, Napoli, Sevilla and Nero's Old Boys. He died at only 60. Finally, Pelé.
He was another Brazilian footballer and died at 82 years old. And lots of Pelé fans were gutted to hear that. This.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye. Bye.
If the ice creams earlier weren't enough to get you in the mood for a good pudding, here are Aria and Suryan in Year 4 with the top 5 desserts.
My name is Aria.
And my name is Suryana.
We are talking about the top 10 famous desserts all around the world.
Let's go.
Number 1, Gulab Jamun. This type of dessert is from India.
Number 2 is gelato, which translates to frozen from Italy. And in case you didn't notice, it's an ice cream.
Number 3, apple pie. I love it as in a matter of fact, it comes from our country.
Number 4, brownies.
I love brownies so much and it comes from...
The United States. And finally, number 5, cakes. I love cakes. They're my favourite type of dessert. Thank you for listening. Bye.
And finally, we have our teacher interview for this episode. Lach and Adakeaton are back to put the questions to Mrs. Anwar.
Hi, I'm Lach.
And I am Adakeaton.
And today we'll be interviewing Mrs. Anwar.
What other jobs have you had?
Before I started teaching, I used to work as a production manager for a magazine. And that meant that I had to work out all the layout pages for a magazine. And then I worked in banking for a little while, but I have to be honest, I didn't find it very interesting. I thought it was a bit boring, but I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. And so I went back to university and I trained again, and then I became a teacher.
How many years have you worked at Manor Lodge?
This is now my 9th year here.
What is your favourite lesson to teach?
I love teaching English lessons, but I also love all the lessons where we can be a bit more creative and get the colours and the paints and things where we're making things. I quite like lessons where we're making things.
So kind of like art and beauty.
Yeah.
If you were a specialist teacher, what would you teach?
I think because I love reading so much, then I would probably be an English teacher.
Where did you grow up and go to school?
I grew up in a place called Southall, which is in West London, and my primary school was called Tudor Primary School, and it was just about a 5-minute walk away from my house.
So like Tudor Arms?
Like, similar, like Tudor Arms.
What was your childhood like?
I had lots of fun when I was a kid. I've got older brothers and sisters, so luckily they had to help my mum and dad with all the housework things, and I got to play in the garden all day long.
My grandma has 6 annoying brothers.
I have got 3 brothers and 1 sister.
What is your favourite dessert?
Oh, anything with chocolate.
Like brownies?
Chocolate brownies, chocolate cake, chocolate fudge. Chocolate cake is probably one of my favourites.
I like ice cream, vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I think my favourite then would be chocolate ice cream.
I like brownies and normal chocolate.
Yeah, brownies is... really nice.
And chocolate cake.
What are your favourite sports?
I like watching cricket and rugby.
When is your birthday?
I'm an October baby.
My birthday was literally on the 30th of January.
So in what it seems like the longest month ever.
Yep.
Mine is on June.
And very recently.
Do you
have any particular hobbies?
Well, we've talked about reading. I love cooking. I do like baking and I do make a mean brownie. I like cooking lots of different things. And I also love listening to music. I think that's my favourite and I listen to a lot of music.
Same with me.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to kind of like pop. I like listening to rapping music.
I've got a really bad habit when it comes to music. When I love a song, then I play it on repeat so, so much until I fall in love with another song, and my children don't like that because they get bored of it.
I also like playing instruments. I play the piano.
Mine's pop and hip-hop music.
I play the guitar and the pianos.
I started learning drums when I was at my last school, and actually it's something I would quite like to start again.
Thank you, Mrs. Amwar, for coming to be interviewed.
Thank you for
and
having
thank
me.
Thank you for
listening to
me.
Our part of the podcast. Bye.
Thank you, Mrs. Amwar. Thanks to the children, and thank you all for listening. The music you heard at the start of the episode was created on GarageBand by Dabare, Luke and Harry in Year 5. And now to close the show, here is Suriana in Year 4 playing a piece called Spooked on the flute.